This is Jordan Seculo. Enough is enough. It's time to unmask the shadow government.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And we know this is an important week in Washington, D.C. when it comes to unmasking the shadow government, those behind the leaks, trying to damage the Trump administration. We have told you about the Democrats smelling blood in the water. You see what happens last week, again, with some Republican disunity, if you will. And then, of course, tomorrow, the House Intelligence Committee has got a private briefing with Jim Comey. So they yanked him back to the House Intelligence Committee and Chairman Nunes with Jim Comey and Admiral Rogers from the NSA. Jim Comey was at the White House on Friday. He was summoned there, kind of came in through a back entrance, but was caught by some of the media there as coming in and out of the White House. Dad, you're in Washington, D.C. now. This has gotten to, I think, a very critical point in how our government will operate and run over the next at least 3.5+ years of the Trump administration.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think we're right now what you're looking at, and I think it's really serious. I think this has reached a tipping point here in Washington. I just left a few minutes ago the Supreme Court of the United States on a motion in a religious liberty matter that was being argued. And let me tell you this, the whole place, all of Washington is abuzz, not with even the health care vote from last week, but about this whole issue of the shadow government, the deep state, these intelligence gathering on the president, maybe the president's family members, and the unmasking of this information. And I think what you said in the beginning of the broadcast is the critical part. Who needs to be unmasked here are the people that are engaged in these leaks that are impacting the president's capability to engage in national security intelligence gathering. Now, let me also say this. The president has the authority as commander-in-chief to find out who's doing this. And I'm quite sure that's exactly what's going to happen. But I will just say this, that over the next 24 hours, I expect some major revelations. I know our friend James Rosen from Fox News says he's got the smoking gun story. I've had that confirmed by a couple of different sources. Jordan, I will just say that I'm in a series of meetings today that are significant, as you know, on a lot of issues. So this is a critical 24 hours for the United States of America. Let me just say it that way. This is a critical 24 hours for the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. As we are now getting close to a budgetary showdown and the potential another debate about the shutdown of the government, and Planned Parenthood may play a role in that because the current continuation a funding bill includes funding of Planned Parenthood. It would also include funding Obamacare. And so you've got that fight just right on the horizon. You have, of course, the Gorsuch nomination. The vote will be next Monday in the committee, and the full Senate wants to have the vote by the end of next week before a two-week Easter recess. And, Dad, if he's not on the court by then, and this is, again, why all these leaks and what is dominating the news matters. If he's not on the court by the end of next week, he will basically miss the Supreme Court term for this year.
Well, there's just one more. There's one more series of arguments up, and one of them happens to be a being religious liberty case where he could be a decisive vote. This is a case that's going to be argued in April, and again, if he's not there, and they're talking about filibuster, we're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. Let me also say this, folks. We want to get you involved in the conversation about the deep state. What do you think the president should do? We'll talk about the health care vote as well. We'll talk about the whole issue of the Supreme Court confirmation. There's a lot to cover at 1-800-684-3110. And Logan, what are we seeing on social media right now?
Yeah, social media is just starting to kind of ramp up. We don't have specific comments in just yet, but a lot of people are chatting. Here's a lot of people, though, are calling in right now. But if you want to get your comments in, leave them right now. You can do that on Facebook and Periscope. We also have about two lines open still on the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Once again, 1-800-684-3110.
And we also know, folks, that there are more officials from the Trump administration, including Donald Trump's son-in-law, willing to testify on the Russian meetings. He's going to be doing that before the Senate Intelligence Committee. We come back. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Facebook and Periscope are broadcasting as well. Join us through the breaks. Our dad in Washington, D.C. And go to ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We filed numerous legal demands of the bureaucracy to expose the soft coup and shut down the shadow government. And we're poised to take additional action as well. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Been so much speculation, folks, about who is behind the leaks. Is it the former Obama officials still in place at various agencies throughout the federal government, including intelligence agencies? Now we have information flowing, it seems like, both ways from those inside intelligence agencies that may be so upset about the leaks and about the surveillance that was going on, which has now basically been confirmed. There was some sort of surveillance of Trump campaign officials, at least during the time of the transition. That means under the Obama administration, there was surveillance going on. It may have included Donald Trump himself, and it could have included the period before the actual election, even the month before the election. We know that it relates to the idea of unmasking, Dad. And that is in our Facebook title today. It's what we focused on. But I think for everybody, because this is a new week and a new focus, we need to explain, Dad, what does it mean to be unmasked by the intelligence community?
So if you've got a FISA warrant, or even without a FISA warrant, if there's an investigation and let's say you're talking to the Russian ambassador and they constantly monitor the Russian ambassador, that makes sense. People understand that. And then there's American caught up in the conversation. There's supposed to be what's called a minimalization technique that is deployed by the intelligence gathering community. And that is supposed to do this. You call that person American A or Person A, and you mask their conversation and you mask their identity. Sometimes they'll have part of the conversation so that the conversation makes sense, but it still masks the identity. Apparently here there was a significant unmasking by the intelligence community. Now what's so unusual about that is that doesn't follow the normal standards of operation. And by the way, this looks like some of this intelligence gathering involving the president and the president's associates took place prior to the change in that Executive Order 12333, which authorized the NSA data, the raw intelligence, to be distributed to 16 different groups. It looks like it happened before that. So I think what you have is within, and I will tell you, I spoke to a number of former government leaders at the highest levels. Yes, these are former government leaders on Sunday for a long time talking about this. And I will tell you the consensus is, and these are people, if I gave you their names, you would know their names. You would trust these people have been around a long time, involved in government, lawyers, well-known, highly credentialed individuals that saying this is really serious, that the republic's at issue here. The stability of the country is at issue here, and we don't have the luxury of not taking this seriously. And I will tell you that I am in Washington right now with our senior counsel Andy Economo, with a number of our lawyers here in Washington, Ben Sisney, Matt Clark, and others. And we are working through a, Jordan, I will just say for the purposes of our audience today, a very serious presentation on this issues that we're going to be making, that we're dealing with, folks, at the highest level. And your support of the ACLJ, by the way, allows us to do this. So we are in a matching challenge. This is a great time to say thank you. You're enabling us to come to Washington to do this, to work in these incredible facilities that we have here in Washington. But I want to tell you that this is a big issue. It dwarfs the legislative action even on we were talking about last week on health care. So I'll just put it that way. I may be at liberty later to discuss it. I cannot discuss it right now other than pray for our team. We're doing a major presentation on this national security issue, and I've been speaking with literally the highest-ranking, former highest-ranking people in government, especially under President Bush's time.
I think this is an important time, especially during a matching challenge. It highlights, Dad, the work that we do that we can't always talk about. You know, we're unique because we are lawyers.
Right.
And most lawyers are not in the position where they're going on radio or television broadcasts like we do on whether it's Fox News or CBN News or our own broadcast right here through Jay Sekulow Live, in the position where they've got to kind of figure out the line between clients to talk about, you know, for Andrew Brunson's case in Turkey, the Christian pastor there, when to go public and when it has to be private. But I think that our audience understands, can kind of read between the lines, when it is matters like this, you understand the significance of taking your time, putting a team together, and trusting that we are doing work that we can't always share with you immediately, but you will know about soon. And the matching challenge enables us to bring in folks who are specialists as well, Dad. They are specialists in their field so that we are the most prepared, even more prepared. I think in this case, it's one we could say that there's lots of huge Washington law firms you can go to. But you know what? A lot of those huge Washington law firms don't have people like us that can also go on TV and defend you. And that, you know, you see a lot of those lawyers on TV, Dad, and they'll kind of be there with their client and kind of pause and shift up because they're not used to having to be in that world and the media world and the legal world.
Let me add one thing to this. This is something that many of you that have been following this radio broadcast or watching us on Facebook and Periscope have been tweeting about and asking about, why isn't this, why isn't that? Your answer to the question is, it is happening. And we are working on that in great detail. So, again, I'm not at liberty to discuss it any further than that, but I will just ask you that we pray for us to have wisdom as we go forward with a series of meetings this afternoon and tonight. And then we may or may not be able to give you information on that tomorrow, but I will just tell you that this is a big moment in Washington in the life of our country, and your ACLJ, as Jordan just said, is front and center on this, and we couldn't be doing it without you. Again, your support in our Matching Challenge campaign is so important at ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, and I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Logan, can we get some comments or some calls? What do we want to do?
Let's take one of these comments. A lot of people are commenting about the shadow government, obviously in our title. What do we do about the shadow government? That's from Don. And a question about that is, who is running this?
Well, this is the great question. Those are both really good questions. What do you do about it? The first thing you have to do is route it out. You got to find it. And you got to find out who are the ones leaking this information. I mean, the real tragedy in all of this, even if the intelligence gathering is completely legitimate, the sharing of that information or the leaking of that information is a felony. So that's number one. So you got to find out the scope and nature of this. And I will tell you, I'm up in Washington right now, folks. This is the conversation that everybody is having across the board. I mean, this is the conversation. So that's number one. Number two, then you've got to go in through lawyers and special counsels or whatever you have to do to root these people out and get it stopped. I was on the phone with a very high-ranking former Attorney General of the United States yesterday, and we discussed some of these issues. And these people obviously know how national security works and national intelligence works. And I was talking about the scope and nature of this, and this particular former Attorney General said to me, "You're handling probably the most important case you've ever handled." And, I mean, I think that's probably true. So as Jordan alluded to, this is a big thing, and we're right in the middle of it. So, again, we're going to keep everybody posted. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, but I just want to let everybody know we're up here doing it.
All right, give us a call. Also, we got a few lines open, 1-800-684-3110, specifically if you have a comment about this topic or question, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Renee calling in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, hi. I have
Renee.
Two quick Hi, Jay. I have two quick questions regarding the intelligence community, so I'm going to rattle them both off really quickly. Why didn't President Trump why didn't President Trump replace Mike Rogers as NSA director since he's an Obama holdover? And secondly, the executive order 1233 that allows 16 other agencies to get the classified information, has Trump rescinded that back to the way it was before? And if not, why not?
Okay, we do not know if he has rescinded that order. There may be other reasons that they haven't at this point, and we're not privy to that. So I don't know the answer to that, but that was done in the last 17 days of President Obama's administration. For 8 years, they thought it was fine to simply have the, and this is the way it was, to just have the only people that got the information on raw intelligence gathering would be the NSA heads. And then they changed it with 17 days to go left in the administration. James Clapper, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch all agreed, let's go ahead and change it so that it goes now to 17 agencies. And that happened with 16 agencies with 17 days left to go in the administration. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on here. And this was, again, to get to the president. They didn't do this, by the way, before it was determined who the next president of the United States was going to be. You know, Jordan, that's the interesting politics of this. I think it was because it was President Trump. I don't think they would have done this on President if it was President Clinton.
No, it seems to me like this was done in order to unleash, if you will, the leaks so that so many more people would be potentially tempted into giving out this information. When you go from one group of folks at the NSA who have kind of been used to this as their job, and it's why you get very little leaks. I mean, we're not talking about hacks. We're not talking about people who have taken documents. We're not talking about Ed Snowden. We're talking about people who are calling up reporters, sending over documents, or just kind of leaking to the reporter orally. Now, when you expand that, you multiply that 16 times, Dad, you understand that when we say it's time to unmask them, and I think that there's been this issue, and I don't like it, that where the president, and we've only got 45 seconds here left, Dad, but the idea that the president has to just take everything from the intelligence community on its face, not when the intelligence community has turned against you. That's why we're saying it's time to unmask them. They work in the shadows, and that's fine for the CIA and the NSA when they're following the rules and doing their job to keep us safe. It is not okay when they're trying to undermine a president of the United States.
With it, handling the most sensitive thing that the president of the United States handles, which is national security and national intelligence as commander-in-chief. All right, more calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, you'll take those, and we'll get some comments as well.
Absolutely. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Only one line open right now, but some of those will clear up shortly. Again, join us there. And we keep going on social media, so watch us on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We filed numerous legal demands of the bureaucracy to expose the soft coup and shut down the shadow government. And we're poised to take additional action as well. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. The idea today is to begin unmasking the shadow government, that enough is enough, that we have heard enough speculation. We know that Congress has now got Jim Comey and Mike Rogers, so the FBI and the NSA directors, behind closed doors tomorrow after they were fine with admitting that the Trump transition and Trump campaign was under FBI investigation, which, by the way, Jim Comey always says he won't talk about investigations unless it has to do with politics. And then, you know, he's fine with changing the rules there. But they're going behind closed doors so that they cannot. That means, Dad, I want to explain that to people, and then we'll get to that wiretap explanation as well. But when they go behind closed doors, they can no longer rely on, well, I can't talk about that. They can't use that as their answer anymore.
Correct. So what has happened, and I will just tell you this, obviously I'm coming to you from Washington. So what has happened in the last 48 hours, or really since Friday was when all this broke, is that now the concern is running much deeper. And the Intelligence Committee calling back Admiral Rogers, calling back the Attorney General, Admiral Rogers and calling back the FBI Director, James Comey, for what's called, in camera, private meeting with questions and answers. They're not going to be able to hide behind this. We don't talk about, investigations we've got going on. And the fact is, as you said, Jordan, James Comey did talk about the investigation. The investigation he did not and refused to talk about was there an investigation going on into the leaks? And he would not confirm that. So this has raised, that issue has raised a whole host of other issues that are now surrounding what we're working on right now with a special team at the ACLJ here in our Washington office and in Washington, D.C., where we're, believe me, we are on top of this situation as we speak. Having said that, I want to get some calls and comments in. As you can imagine, we are really working hard to get ready for some major presentations today.
Yep. You want to go ahead? Let's go to Jose, who's calling in California on line 3. Jose, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi, Jose.
My question is, I know that it seems that a lot of the money behind the mainstream media comes from a globalist agenda, people with big finances like George Soros. But why is this issue not being exposed more in the mainstream media, or even just by our own president, the administration? Why is it not being more?
Jose, the administration is talking about it. I mean, it's clear. CNN doesn't want to talk about it because they want to talk about alleged links between, President Trump and the Russian connection, which is going to end up being, as intelligence officials have already said, nothing there. They're hoping there's something there, these left-wing groups, because what they don't want to be dealing with is the truth of what Jordan's about to say, and that is you've unmasked individuals, and it's time to unmask the ones that have been doing the, quote, unmasking.
Yeah, that's right. And, Dad, this is something I think Jose brings it up interesting, because if you do watch a lot of the mainstream news outlets, and listen, this happened on Fox News with Chris Wallace, who, again, he's kind of independent of the normal Fox News broadcasting because he's a part of the broadcast media as well on other Fox channels, the local channels as well. He was pushing Rince Priebus, the White House chief of staff, to get President Trump to apologize on these issues. What I have heard, though, time and time again on places like CNN is, Dad, that the leaks are a distraction issue, that that's not the real issue here, and the real issue is Russia. And the truth is that you would not have the issue of Russia if there were not people leaking, some of which we know. Remember, this all started with a fake news article on CNN, a fake dossier
that
was not real, that they
exist,
that our intelligence leaders from the Obama administration said they could not verify, but FYI, this is floating around. That's where the whole Russia thing started. Fake news reported by CNN. They are just as fake news as some random website that posts up bogus stories. And that's where it started. But now they don't want to focus on the leaks. They don't want to. They tell us, and that's where Jose was focusing on, is they tell us the leaks are the distraction.
Yeah, well, here's what I think we have to realize, and I really believe this is it, and what we have to look at. And that is, where is this going, and who knew it, and who authorized it, and when did they know it? My friend Sean Hannity's been saying that. When did President Obama know this? When did he find out? Now, the president now can find out this information. We're urging him to do that. But I'm telling you, this is deep within these agencies. Listen to Trey Gowdy asking James Comey that very question
about the leaked information, which is what the focus of all this should be right now, not the fake news over the Russia connection.
Is the investigation into the leak of classified information, has it begun yet?
I can't say, because I don't want to confirm that that was classified information.
That is more important to say that there's not even an investigation. He would not even confirm that it was classified information. Yet the leaks to the New York Times, we know were classified information. So this is, look, I cannot stress the seriousness of what we're working on right now. It is probably one of the most serious things we've handled in 30 years of doing this. So I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's go ahead, Logan, and take another call or a comment.
All right, yep, let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Neil, who's calling in Orlando, Florida. Neil, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Neil.
Listen, my question is, why are these people who are doing the leak seemingly unafraid of the threat of prosecution? It's like business as usual.
Because there's nobody willing to do, Neil, exactly what you just said, because there's no threat of prosecution right now. So I think that, look, I mean, I will tell you, we're working on this. I mean, I can't tell you any more than that, but this has got to change, and it's got to change significantly because, Jordan, when you look at the underpinning of government, and you were an intern, you work with the Department of Justice, I've worked with the Department of Justice. When you're dealing with national security matters, folks, let me tell you, this is at the height of the seriousness of what the Department of Justice does, especially in the post 9/11 world that we live in.
It's supposed to be you leave a piece of paper in the wrong place, then you go to jail. Then you get fired. I mean, serious consequences if you're dealing with national security and intelligence. And this is what, but I think this is where the problem is that as Donald Trump has done, you can install a new director at the CIA like Mike Pompeo, who's great. But then when you've got the rest of the CIA working against you, you have the NSA working against you, you have Jim Comey, who knows? He is so all over the place. In a way, you know, the FBI, the Department of Justice, is supposed to be treat everyone the same. If you committed a crime and you're poor, or if you committed a crime and you're rich, or if you're a terrorist threat or potential threat, you put people under investigation, but you don't play politics right with these issues. And you can't pin down. So I think that's part of the problem is that you could say, as the Trump administration, let's go find the leakers. But are you going to trust Jim Comey to flush out his own folks? Are you going to trust a deputy at the CIA to flush out their own folks, or at the NSA to flush out their own folks?
No.
They are not going to do that. And so far there's not enough people. We talked about the idea of having a team of attorneys who goes through these various agencies and starts flushing out the leakers.
Yeah. So one of the former government leaders that I spoke to yesterday said, Jordan, exactly that. He said that, what we've proposed with a special team of lawyers, either inside government or outside of government, is what needs to be deployed right now. I'm not talking about a special counsel. I'm talking about lawyers that are going to look at this objectively and give the president and the administration realistic advice that are not relating to or part of an agency. So I think that's critical here. All right, Logan, let everybody know what we're going to do. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Support us at ACLJ.org, a matching challenge, but Logan, let everybody know what they can do.
That's right. If you don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, here's what we need you to do. Log on over to Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org. All of those, we are broadcasting live video and audio. You can find us there. Get your comment in. You can also call in at 1-800-684-3110, but directly it's facebook.com/JaySekulow. You'll see it's the latest post, or ACLJ.org. If we're losing you here, you can find us archived later on the ACLJ app, or on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. You can find all of that at ACLJ.org. Remember, the matching challenge going on right now through the end of the month. Just a couple days here. We're right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
are trying to do comprehensive health care reform, comprehensive tax reform, and if you're in the executive branch, you're trying to lead that and try to corral members of Congress. But every single day, through an intelligence committee or intelligence agency, or, you know, whether it's an international intelligence agency like the CIA or the NSA or domestic like the FBI, and they will confirm to the public that they'll investigate you, which is what they've done to the President of the United States and his associates, but they will not confirm if they're investigating themselves because of the leaked information coming out. You've got a problem in running a functioning government. And I believe it's part of a strategy by President Obama's holdovers, maybe even President Obama himself and his associates, some who still fill the government, Dad, to try and really put a stop to any success in the first 100 days of this presidency. Because if you get distraction every single day, and they're interesting stories, so the media wants to talk about Russia connections and all these different committee hearings. We had a point where we had a Supreme Court justice going through his final day of questioning by the U.S. Senate, and no news channels. I think Fox News covered it for a little bit, but because of what was happening in the intelligence communities, that was barely even covered.
Let me take it this, Jordan, and you and Logan, cut me off if I'm saying too much. Let me just say this. There have been a series of friends of ours tweeting over the last several months with some ideas, and you've seen them on Twitter, about engaging these issues directly. And I will tell you that we're going to do that. Andy Economo came up with me. We are two of the most senior lawyers at the ACLJ, both in age and experience. Both of us are former governmental lawyers. Collectively, we're 128 years old, I think, is about the collective age. And some of our younger lawyers, more Jordan's age, are still not that young anymore, but I mean younger, mid-30s, are working on this. And depending on how the presentations we make today goes, I suspect there'll be more lawyers working on it than we could count right now. Having said that, I want to say to our ACLJ members that this issue, what Jordan just said, is absolutely correct. The idea that the president and of the United States, whoever it is, in this particular case, is President Trump, is having to deal with on a daily basis leaks, not just on legislation, but leaks from the national intelligence community, leaks from your spies. Let me put it that way. Leak from those that are our spies, those that are engaged in intelligence gathering. And that is what is preoccupying your day because you don't know who you can trust any longer. This does not bode well for a constitutional republic, and that's what's at stake here. And that's what we have to get to the bottom of. And it's not going to happen overnight, by the way. But it's got to be an organized and detailed effort to do this. And that doesn't matter if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or an independent, whether you're for him or against him. It doesn't matter. This is the establishment of a constitutional republic. You don't spy on presidents like this.
We're going to take more phone calls. We've got, you know, two more segments coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to get to phone calls. We've got some lines open as well.
Quick comment also. This is from Joanne. Maybe you can explain as we head to break. What do you mean by corruption at the highest levels? If at the highest level in quotes.
Highest level, we're talking about the intelligence community and the FBI, so domestic and foreign intelligence services. And, you know, include in that State Department other officials as well. Remember, it's not just CIA, NSA, FBI, and the national security agencies. You've got State Department officials with very high security clearance, defense officials with very high security clearance as well.
Yeah, I'm getting calls right now. I mean, I was just in the Supreme Court 25 minutes ago. People asked me about this. I'm getting calls right now on my phone. People asking me to, you know, call me immediately. This is... folks, I'm trying to. How else can I describe it in Washington other right now than this is getting a lot of attention from very high sources, which it should. So again, we'll be back with more of your comments. Logan will take more calls as well when we come back from the break.
Right before you, I think it's because one side here is telling the truth, and one side is playing politics with it. To me, I think it's the right that is telling the truth. The left, which is playing politics with it. If you catch the left playing politics with it, you could see the demise of many of those members of Congress who have come out and really attacked them, and many of the media organizations as well. But, Logan?
That's right. You can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, and the phone lines are jammed. We'll do our best to get to you. But a lot of people have a lot of questions. We'll take some of those during the break. But exclusive video coming up right here in about 4 seconds. So if you're listening, join us right now on Facebook, Periscope, or ACLJ.org.
It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We filed numerous legal demands of the bureaucracy to expose the soft coup and shut down the shadow government. And we're poised to take additional action as well. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. In this segment, we know we've got a lot of phone calls. Comments have come in through Facebook and Periscope. And I think people have realized they're starting to put together some of the pieces. I honestly believe, and Dad, I mean, this is me talking here, but when I step back and look at the events that unfolded last week politically, especially when it comes to the healthcare vote, and I think there was a lot of confusion there, especially in the House of Representatives. I mean, it didn't really involve the Senate, but in the House. And I think that was a lot of that, you could say, was you could actually put the blame on the shadow government, because you had the like the chairman of the House Intel Committee. And at the House, these are much bigger committees than the Senate. It's not just like 10 people. You had that focus going on. You had, of course, the Gorsuch hearings in the Senate wrapping up, and then those votes being scheduled for the following week, and now that the announcement that they're going to filibuster. You even have senators saying, because of what Jim Comey said, they don't want a vote on Gorsuch. So they're actually going to use that, Dad, as a reason. So they're going to use Jim Comey's FBI director's testimony, Democrats like Chuck Schumer, the leader, and Elizabeth Warren, a very powerful voice in the Democrat Party, are using that as one of the reasons to filibuster Judge Neil Gorsuch not to reach the Supreme Court. They're saying, well, as long as this Russia investigation is going on, there shouldn't be a Supreme Court. We shouldn't vote on a Supreme Court nominee. So it's all tying together.
Yeah, So I was in court today with the former Solicitor General of the United States under President Obama. He and I were seated with each other during the arguments. And we had a chance to talk, and we talked about Neil Gorsuch, by the way, and this particular former Solicitor General said he's eminently qualified, but he acknowledged, as everybody is in Washington is acknowledging, there's so many things at play right now. The idea that you would tie up a Supreme Court nominee because of a so-called investigation in Russia in the midst of all these leaks and everything else that are happening, it just doesn't pass the smell test of constitutionality. And I'm here in Washington today to do what we can do to get this ball moving. I don't want to be talking about this anymore. We need to start doing something about this. And we're an organization, the ACLJ is an organization of action, and that's what we're going to do. Like I said, I cannot go into the details of the meetings, who with, when they're going to happen, the nature and scope, but I will tell you that I'm going to be making some presentations today, and others will be too, that are going to be very, very significant. Logan, let's go ahead and take a comment or a phone call or a couple phone calls, whatever you like to do.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Susan in Tennessee. Been a whole long time. Susan, you're on the air.
Hi, Susan. Jay. Hi. I was wondering, do you think that Congressman Nunes has what it takes. I know the magnitude of this. I get it. That he can and carry this to the end and do what's necessary. I mean, we're talking about possibly exposing Comey. You know, yeah. All these high
yeah,
level
so here's
people.
You raised a great question. I think Congressman Nunez is a man of integrity. He's honest. He's fair. He's smart. I think he should have gone to his before he ran over the White House. He probably should have handled that better. But that's water under the bridge, and the toothpaste on that one's out of the tube, so it doesn't matter. Do I think he's capable? Yes. Do I think that there needs to be outside pressure put on this? Absolutely. I don't think this is something that the House of Representatives themselves can handle, and I'm sitting from you two blocks from the Capitol. I don't think it can be just the Department of Justice. I think there needs to be external pressure put on this on a significant matter.
And we've talked about why. Is that individually, these members of Congress are a little bit afraid of the intelligence communities. I mean, I'm not talking about Chairman Nunes, who chairs the committee, that he's in a different spot. But even the other members of the House Intel Committee. Remember, it's the FBI who comes after them and their staff for violations as well. I'm not saying that that's improper that from the FBI if their staff has been doing things. But as we know from the Obama government, everybody is a little bit on edge when the IRS was targeting conservatives. And John Koskinen is still at the IRS as commissioner. When you've got Jim Comey still at the FBI playing politics, whether it was on Hillary Clinton, whether it was the actual investigation of Hillary Clinton. I mean, I think they're all a little bit concerned as elected officials individually to take on a lot of these intelligence, because this is the shadow government. This is the deep state. And when they are operating effectively, they are supposed to be in the shadows, but investigating terrorists, investigating crime, organized crime rings in the United States, not playing politics with our national security. Logan, do we have a phone call?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go to April, who's calling in Kentucky at line 5. April, you're on the air.
Hello, April.
Hi.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
I would like to know why James Comey is sitting on this investigation. If you go back years and years, if you find he's always been associated with the Clintons, all right, he's become so politicized, he won't be able to be objective. The FBI itself.
And April. He's gone. Oh. One thing that's bizarre about this, our dad is out, April, is that Jim Comey has not always been associated. He was actually technically a Republican.
Right.
He came up
through the Bush administration.
I think he's just been totally engrossed by the bureaucracy. So he came up as a political appointee. Then he's chosen by President Obama in 2013 to lead the FBI. And when he leads the FBI, he gets a 10-year appointment. So he's being protective of his agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But he is willing to, we believe, improperly, and he even acknowledges it's not the normal process, to tell us all about investigations that the FBI is conducting that he feels like telling us about. Now, if they were investigating you, April, he wouldn't, and you had a congressman ask, there's no way he would disclose. So if you went to your local congressman who's on that committee and said, ask Jim Comey, am I under some weird investigation? Jim Comey wouldn't tell you if they were in the early stages and they hadn't contacted you yet. He would never tell Congress that. But if you're the president of the United States, suddenly he announces that to the whole country. And the reason why, they got Jeff Sessions to have to recuse himself at the Department of Justice. That means right now, the number two at the DOJ is a former Obama official.
Right.
And he's the one telling Jim Comey to give him the green light. Remember when Jim Comey said, the DOJ told me I could say this at the committee? The person at the DOJ who said that was not Jeff Sessions. He had to recuse himself from this. It was someone who was appointed to be a U.S. attorney who's now deputy acting AG at the Department of Justice by President Obama.
And these are the comments that are coming in. A lot of people are talking about, just the fact of maybe getting rid of Comey and the situations that are happening, but that's not something that's very easy to get done. You can't just do that. You can't just get rid of him.
No, he's got a... Unlike most of these officials, so even like CIA director, they serve at the pleasure of the president. At the FBI, because it's supposed to be so outside the political process, which is like a joke to even say right now,
right,
these days, that is a 10-year term. So it's not a hired and fired position. It's a 10-year term. You can only be removed for legal cause, or you can quit. Now, you could quit if you feel like impeachment's coming. Or if the House begins those proceedings, you could quit if you were basically cut out of the loop, which you could be done if you put enough officials in place, or you can be taken out for cause. That's been done before. President Clinton did that to an FBI director who was improperly using government funds.
Right.
But that's not the case in Jim Comey. No, we're not alleging he's doing that. What we're alleging is he's playing politics with his position. Now, that's not a case. It's not impossible to make that case, but you better be ready when you're going to take on an FBI director and his probably very loyal FBI to him,
right?
Because he's being protective of them. He's saying, I'll tell you we're investigating the president and his officials, but I won't tell you that we're investigating where the leaks are coming from out of my own agency.
That's right. Let's go ahead and take one more call before we go to break. And again, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to, people are asking the question, might as well answer it. Let's go to Rita. We'll hold about 20 minutes. Rita, you're on the line in Arizona. Rita's listening to the show. Put her back on hold. Let's go to Janet, who is calling on line 3. Janet, you're on the air.
Hi. You kind of answered the question, but I still wonder why President Trump cannot fire Comey, because there seems to be legal, legitimate reasons to fire him.
Yeah, well, listen, you can't just fire them, though. You can't fire them because I don't like them or I don't like what they've done. You've actually got to come up with legal cause. Is that possible in this situation? I think so. I'd have to dive into a lot more documents. I mean, you'd have to be appointed to do this to actually figure out that one. I mean, I think over how he handled the last election and got himself. I mean, I think on behalf of Hillary Clinton, you could have him fired, for goodness sakes. That's my opinion, is that the way he inserted himself into that process was so improper that many Democrats at the time wanted Jim Comey gone. Before that, the Republicans wanted him gone because they thought the investigation of Clinton was so bad and really a faux investigation. Remember, she wasn't even under oath when she gave her testimony. They came to her house. It was so bizarre. Then he goes and reinserts himself again into the election, kind of hurts Hillary Clinton. And now that he's going after Donald Trump, now Democrats like him, Republicans don't. That is not, I don't remember that from Mueller, from the former FBI director. I don't remember some days Republicans liking them and some days Democrats liking them. I just remember them getting respect.
Absolutely.
And when there were real issues or concerns, they addressed those. And that's their role as the FBI, which is part of that, is to keep us safe.
All right. Again, if you want to get your voice heard today, no lines are open right now, but surely they will. In the next segment, we take as many calls as possible. 1-800-684-3110. I'll say it slower. 1-800-684-3110. Get your voice heard today. You can also get your comments in on social media. Someone reads all the comments. Many of them make it on the air. We're going to take some during the break as well. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live with your comments.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's an unprecedented bureaucratic coup undermining our security. The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. It has led to dangerous leaks, criminal violations of the Espionage Act, and the creation of a shadow government to sabotage the new administration. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back. We filed numerous legal demands of the bureaucracy to expose the soft coup and shut down the shadow government. And we're poised to take additional action as well. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. What, you know, one thing we've been talking about, I just want to explain it to people. What is this Executive Order 1233 that my dad keeps referencing in all these interviews? And we've explained it before, but in case you're kind of catching up, it was an executive order signed by President Obama that expanded the NSA's international information gathering. And this is their kind of large-scale collection. The people that can review that, it went from just the NSA to 16 other agencies that make up the U.S. intelligence community. You know, sometimes we think of basically CIA, FBI, and maybe like local investigation bureaus and NSA. But you know, there's a national intelligence. There's the right. Director of National Intelligence. There is the National Security Council. That's part of the White House directly. There's the defense intelligence agencies. There are so many different intelligence, quote unquote intelligence departments that work on national security. So this expanded that data that is collected, including the phone calls, emails, and communications from one part of the NSA to 16 other intelligence agencies. So that's what we're talking about there. Second, before we get to phone calls, we've got a major Supreme Court battle coming up. And that's because Judge Gorsuch next Monday, so a week from today, will be voted out of committee. I say that in confidence because I believe he will get those Republican votes, at least the 11 Republican votes necessary. Out of the 20 members, 11 are Republican, 9 are Democrat. If it's totally partisan, Judge Gorsuch clears the Senate committee. Then he's got to get through onto the U.S. Senate floor. Right now, the rules haven't changed for him. He still has to get 60 votes. But the Democrats are saying Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader, is whipping. That means they are encouraging their members to, that's the term, to filibuster and keep them together. To filibuster means to keep getting to a vote of 60. And one of the reasons they're using, and we talk about unmasking the shadow government, one of the main reasons they're using right now, and Elizabeth Warren has jumped on this train as well, is that because of the Russia investigation that Jim Comey told them all about,
right,
that Judge Gorsuch should not get a vote on the Senate floor. And then you get into that nuclear option issue. And there's some Republicans now, some of the Republicans, like Bob Corker, who have flips and flops on different issues, right and right of center, if you will, that want to make deals with Democrats on judicial nominees. So don't forget that's coming up next week. I mean, literally, we could have a new Supreme Court justice on the court by the end of next week, or they won't be on the court until really the next term. They may be serving as a justice, but they will not hear any of the rest of the cases of this term.
All right, let's go ahead and start these phone calls. Let's go in order. Let's go to Anna, who's calling in Maryland on line 6. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My question is, with the shadow government and with the FBI freewheeling with investigations, is there a possibility that they're investigating members of Congress, that they're influencing the votes in the House and potentially the Senate? Did that have any impact?
I think the threat of that is always there. And when you have an FBI that feels out of control and overly politicized, and you're a congressman, you know, these senators may be a little different. 100 senators, they have much bigger staffs. They're a little bit more protected. I think, you know, if they're committing wrongdoing, it will be caught and investigated. But you're talking about members of Congress, 435, when we have a full House of Representatives. They have small staffs for the most part until you get up into the leadership roles. And yet their votes all equally count the same. So, yeah, it's intimidating. I mean, these guys are, listen, you could see it in the hearings. When you see the FBI director sitting across from a member of Congress, it appears to me that he is the one that has the power hand. When you see the NSA director, so long as they're the head, Admiral Rogers, it seems to me like they are the one that has the power card to use. So absolutely, there is that balance of, now listen, if a member of Congress is doing something improper, illegal, they should be investigated and they should get in serious criminal trouble, or their staff. But the concern now is it's all political.
All right, let's go ahead, keep going. Let's go to Shirley on line 4, quickly. You're on
the
air.
Hi, this is a two-part question.
Okay.
Can computers in or out of Trump Tower be under surveillance to capture individual conversations, or is it only done through telephones? And if so, then it can happen to everyday citizens like me, correct?
Well, yes, it can happen to everyday. So we know that. The NSA was collecting data on everyone. They had to admit that. Remember, it was... Who was it? Was it Clapper that had to come back and say he was wrong, that the NSA had actually gathered intelligence on everyone. This happened in the Bush administration as well, with metadata, your phone metadata. So yes, they don't have to, they don't just go to your phone. In fact, I think that's the secondary. Now it's email and text messages, where you're located if you're under investigation. Now, you're supposed to be under investigation. But what happens is that there's so many people under investigation that if you're linked at all to them, I mean, like any kind of contact with them, you're getting caught up in it. Now you're supposed to be masked. That's why we've used that term unmasking. What we want to do, what we're calling on the ACLJ, is to unmask the deep state, to unmask the leakers, to prosecute them, to put them behind bars if they have illegally shared or leaked classified information. They are the ones that have the power to unmask us and even unmask the President of the United States. It's time to unmask them. That's what we're talking about today on the show.
All right, let's try to get through some more. Candy in Florida, quickly, Candy. We're running out of time.
Okay, yes. Remind me again, but why is Comey not willing to work with our new president?
I mean, I think that there's a variety of reasons that our new president has been very critical of the intelligence communities. He has said he doesn't, basically he said he doesn't trust them, I mean, that they're not doing the right thing. And he put in a new director at the CIA, but you know, it takes, we've told you with all these positions, DOJ, CIA, takes probably a year plus to get it under control at best, because you're talking about thousands upon thousands. I think just in the State Department, Rex Tillerson is dealing with like 70,000 people. 70,000 people, all of which, or for the most part of which, have very high security clearances, deal with classified information on various, you know, some are limited to what countries and area of the scope. But why are they unwilling? They're unwilling because they want to hold the power cards. See, if you have to beg your FBI director or beg a the NSA director to come out to stop the leaks, they're holding the power cards. I think that is the point. It's this, it's a war between the intelligence and the shadow government, the deep state, and the elected government.
All right, let's try to get at least one more. Carol in Pennsylvania, line five.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Go ahead.
Hi. This is more or less an observation instead of a question, but something I've noticed that after the leaks came out on Flynn, and between the leaks and the media that took Flynn down, then once they got him out, then they started on Sessions.
Right.
And right after they started on Sessions and he recused himself from any of the Russian investigating, President Trump put out the tweets about the wiretapping, and then it seemed like everything stopped.
Yeah.
All the leaks stopped.
Well, listen, I'm not sure that all the leaks have stopped. I think that a lot of it got out there. So the leaks, and we'll just finish up the show with this today. What the leaks led to was the FBI director. And I think this undermines the president so much. So if this was the purpose of the leaks, they kind of got to where they wanted to go for now, at least. Tomorrow they may leak it on someone else. They got the FBI director to admit to the public, not behind closed doors, but to the American people, that the FBI is criminally investigating the Trump administration and the Trump campaign over ties to Russia. That was the focus of the leaks, undermine the presidency, and they did it. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live. Go to ACLJ.org. Stay updated with all the news.
The Obama administration took action to empower the entrenched bureaucracy to subvert our national security right before leaving office. We could not engage this critical issue without your support. Now, for a limited time, you can have your tax-deductible gift doubled through our March Matching Challenge. We need to hear from you today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Thank you.